Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Am I the Asshole? Mixed with relationships too. But if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? All truly helps out the channel, and it's never expected, but always appreciated. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from the Entitled Parent subreddit, so buckle in. It's from SatanFister0218, who says, "My sister and mother demand I watch the new baby 3 to 7 days a week." Cross post from Am I the Arsehole? Got a few comments saying this would belong here. And it does come with updates as well. My 25 female younger sister, 21 female, is pretty pregnant. For the last few weeks, she has been demanding that my SO, 27 male, and I babysit her newborn every weekend, Friday morning to Sunday evening, so she and her SO, 21 male, can have some cool-off time from being parents to not overstress. Each time I have laughed at her and shut it down with a quick, "Nope, I won't be," and she gets mad I'm not helping her out. Yesterday, she got our mother involved. Mum called me and asked why I was being a self-centered bitch and so selfish. She didn't raise me this way. I told her I was a grown-ass woman with my own house and life, and that if I wanted to watch kids as a second job, I'd fucking have some. She sputtered out something about me being a horrible person and hung up on me. My SO and my aunt is 100% with me. However, my mum, dad and the other 900 family members and friends, they got involved and are calling me out on Facebook, ugh, and blowing up my phone. Quick edit for a few of the same comments coming up. My mum knows the full story of what my sister is asking. She essentially did the same thing with me when I was a bit older. She sees no issue with my sister getting this as well. I've never had a good relationship with my family besides 16 female, aunt and grandparents. I talk to mum, sister, dad maybe twice a month. Now we're going along the lines of pretty much with mum's excuse, but family that we see time and time again on these subreddits. And the fact that your mum has tried this on you when you was a bit older as well, and you've never had a good relationship with mum, sister and dad, it makes you think, how much really more do you want to do with these people anymore? The fact that they look at you just like a babysitting service in this. And I find it hugely worrying in some ways that sister thinks it's normal behavior to, you know, I'm going to drop the kids off for the weekend, every weekend, so we can have a bit of chill time. Like you're entitled to that when you made this choice. And again, it's one of them stories that just, it makes me incredibly sad because it makes me worry for that child's future. Already they're being palmed off, you know, 2-3 days a week, or wanting to be palmed off to someone else. Half the family, mum, dad, and sister, all think, you know, this is acceptable behavior, which is really worrying to me. But Snoo57190 says, "Your mum, dad, and the other 900 family members can watch their kid then. Problem solved." NSN says, "As my mum-in-law said to me, stick to your guns. To heck with mum and sister and the other 900 family members. You are in the right." Stormborn Mother says, "You are 100% justified in saying no. I'm seriously concerned about your sister being a parent if she thinks it's normal or okay to drop off a newborn with another family member for 3 days at a time every week. What the fuck is wrong with her? I feel really bad for the baby." A deleted user says, "I can't imagine wanting to be away from my newborn for more than a few minutes at a time, let alone an entire weekend. Much less can I imagine demanding anything from or of anyone concerning my child. If anything, my SO and I have demanded the first 6 weeks be us left completely alone with our child for family bonding and recuperation. Tell your sister to suck a dick and, and if she doesn't want to parent her child, she shouldn't have had one. Tell your ma, unless she's volunteering herself to watch the baby, she has no right to say you ought to be when you had no involvement in making the child in the first place. Edit. Update, my baby is now a few days shy of a month old, and I stand by every fucking word I wrote here. I absolutely do not want to be away from my baby unless absolutely necessary for the next 6 months minimum. He's a challenge, but he is mine and my SO's pride and joy. And one more from Evil Genius, who says, set up an automatic response along the lines of, fantastic, I am so glad you volunteered. Shall I sign you up for the fourth weekend of November? Now, what do you guys make of this one so far? And let's move in to the updates. So the first update came a couple of months later, which said, hey everyone, thank you so much for the support on my last post. Thought I'd share an update and answer some questions now that the baby is here. A lot of comments mentioned that our mother and sister probably spun some sort of tale about how I was just refusing to help, period. Not take over 45% of parenting, and well, no. Those who I spoke to knew the entire story. They agreed to two 21-year-olds needing a break from parenting. Our mum did it with me. Why shouldn't my sister get the same courtesy? Whenever family and friends message me about babysitting or give me some shit about it, my favourite response has been, you are right, I'm selfish, irresponsible, whatever, and probably not fit to take the baby this weekend, but I can be sure to let sister know you volunteered your time this week to help her out. Funny enough, everyone seems to have some generic excuse as to why they can't or won't. I worked all week, it's my wind down time. Not my child, not my responsibility. But somehow it's mine. And my all-time favourite response, it is your responsibility as the oldest to ensure your siblings don't make mistakes, and if they do, you take responsibility and don't let them ruin their lives over it. They're still kids who need to have fun. You had your turn. People of Am I the Arsehole and Entitled Parents, please take a moment and reread that last response. What would your reaction or response be? Baby has been here just under 2 weeks now, and my sister, her SO, and mother have left multiple messages and voicemails about when they will drop the baby off, their expectations for when I have baby, routines, etc. Besides a quick, not watching your baby this weekend, have not answered or responded about it. My SO and I took some advice and invested in a doorbell camera, and a few others around the house, and as most of you called it, my mother and sister attempted to drop baby off at my doorstep. 6 days after it was born, knocked and tried to run. I spoke through the doorbell and told them they have exactly 2 minutes to pick baby back up, or I was calling CPS for abandonment. My youngest sister, 16 female, called me about an hour afterwards explaining our mother had attempted to leave the baby with her as well, but it only earned mum a dirty look, while youngest sister simply stepped over the carrier and walked out the house. She's been staying with us since. SO and I have spoken to younger sister to see how she would feel, and we have a meeting with a lawyer to see if we have any ground to stand on for sister to come live with us permanently, as our parents are threatening to call the police on my SO and I for kidnapping / holding youngest sister as a hostage. Oh, before I forget this level of beautiful petty, our aunt, the only one who has supported us, surprised younger sister, SO and I, and took us out to her cabin for the weekend, where youngest sister posted pictures and tagged our mother, sister, and our SO. Man, such an amazing weekend. Sure wish you guys were free to join. With a smirky face and a smile. Edit, a few commenters mentioned wanting to know more about the doorbell reaction, so neither of them knew about the doorbell. It was a mix of shocked Pikachu and some kind of ragey raccoon faces that they just didn't get away with it. My mother started to argue, but I cut her off by starting to count down. My sister quickly picked up the baby, and they both left without another word. Second update, which came a couple of weeks later. Hi everyone, I'm sorry, I've been meaning to do a final update on this whole situation, with sister's permission, as this one is mostly an update on her. My SO, younger sister, and I met with a lawyer just before the weekend, and my parents have no ground to stand on. Sister is in the middle of enrolling in high school in my city to start for September. Our mother left a voicemail and text message to the both of us. Mine saying, I hope you are happy. You've destroyed 21 females / 21 males lives by not taking the baby, and you've gone ahead and brainwashed 16 female into hating us. She then proceeded to let me know that I've been completely disowned and I'm not welcome to ever contact them again, and that I wouldn't be seeing a dime from them. I'm not sure where she could have gotten that idea, considering I've been living out of her house and self-supporting since I was 16. Sister's message said essentially the same thing. She's been disowned and is no longer welcome to go to them for help. She's always kind of had the same no bullshit attitude as me. But I think this is the first time I've genuinely seen her let go and relax in a long time. We've had a long conversation about what our mother messaged us, and in the beginning, Sister was kind of upset, but after reassuring her she will always have SO and I and Aunt, she looks free. I'm excited to watch her grow and get to support her on all the ways she would have gotten from our parents. As for Baby, CPS and other Sister, I've been in contact with Baby's daddy's parents recently. Sister, Baby Daddy are living in their basement. Laid out everything that happened, showed them messages, doorbell, video, etc. They were shocked and last I heard were making plans to try and adopt Baby and finding their legal footing as well. They've asked if they can come to us for help as we have more proof to help them, so absolutely we'll be providing anything they could need. So thank you Reddit for all the advice and support. If you happen to have any tips on what else I can do to help 16 female sister, I'll take all the advice I can. I want to be the best I can for her.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And it's one of those situations, I know I set pretty much every video these days, but it's like, what goes through those people's heads? Likely nothing. I mean, a 6-day-old baby, and I'm going to leave it on the doorstep of someone's house with the risk of, you know, them not being in at all. Then what? And to even cross their mind that, you know, this is acceptable behavior. I'm going to leave a newborn on someone's doorstep. And just walk away and just go and enjoy whatever I was going to enjoy. Not worry about the baby just sat there, not knowing if it's safe or whatever. And just leaving it in with someone else totally like that. And, you know, that's acceptable. Which I just can't get it in my head. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And this isn't the first time we've seen something like this, where when we used to cover entitled parents back in the old entitled parents days, you know, wild stories over there. And we've seen it before where parents think it's acceptable to just try and pass the baby over quickly and almost like run away. And that's normal adult behavior. And whilst I feel so, so sorry for OP, Sister, they hopefully they seem to be moving past this in a positive way, but mostly I feel sorry for the baby, because what is their future going to be like if they stay with these people? They've already been risked once in a horrific way. What's their future going to be like? It's really worrying, but now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from PuzzledCar2827 and does come with an update as well. Titled, Am I the Arsehole for Wanting the Next New Car? I bought my car and have had it for 10 years, since before my husband and I met. When my husband and I met, he was driving a junker. After we were married, I co-signed with him so he could get a better vehicle. We have since bought a house and had a child. Our house needed a major fix shortly after purchase, so I forfeited what was going to be my new car money and took out a loan to make the repair. I found out I was pregnant around the same time and gave birth early last year. I pay all the daycare costs, $400 and $500 a month, and do all the afternoon pickups. My husband does the morning drop-offs. My husband just totaled his car. It's under my policy, so I'm dealing with all of that. We have a very temporary rental and are waiting on insurance to let us know the next step and possibly cut us a check. The plan as of now is to use the check to pay off the balance of the total car's loan and use the rest as a down payment on a new vehicle. However, we're at an impasse. I think that I should get the new vehicle since I forfeited my new car money already and I'm driving an aging vehicle. He thinks he should get the new vehicle since he is uncomfortable in mine and he says that I can use our tax refund as a down payment on a new vehicle for myself come tax time if we have no major house repairs. We need a new roof and need to start upgrading the windows, and I don't think we should have two car payments going at the same time. He doesn't think it's fair that we should have to take turns getting new cars. This would be his third vehicle since we met. I feel like I could be the asshole in this situation because my credit is better than his and he will need my co-signature to get a new vehicle. Am I the asshole for thinking I should only co-sign if the new car is for me? And we're going to start off with Evil Mel, who says, not the arsehole. Your husband is very entitled. He can have your old vehicle and you get a new one. Why should he be the only one to get a new car? Was the accident that totaled the vehicle his fault? Why has he had three cars since your marriage? OP replies saying, he was found at fault for the accident and given a ticket. There were no other vehicles or people involved, thank goodness, but he did take out a utility pole. If he got this new one, then it would be his third vehicle. The first was very old and the issues it had were getting worse. The second is the one he just totaled. Mel responded to that saying, no, not the arsehole. He wrecked his car that is less than 5 years old since it isn't paid off. He doesn't get a new one. He can have yours and you get a new one, or he can take what is left over and buy a used car for that amount. Why does he not contribute to the childcare costs? Why are you footing the bill for home repairs? What exactly is he contributing to? OP quotes that and says, obviously I would prefer that he just drive mine while I drive the new one. I like having at least one vehicle be newer with a good warranty. At the time that I got the loan for the home repair, I wasn't pregnant, so the home repair was well within my budget. Bite Me says, you already co-signed on one car for your husband. You took out a loan to repair your co-owned house. You pay the daycare costs for your daughter. Apparently you also pay for car insurance. Your husband needs to start pulling his weight financially, not the arsehole. To which OP replies saying, he does pay the mortgage and main house bills, but I cover our day-to-day with daycare, groceries, health and car insurance. He would have to make the car payments for the new car as I am completely unable to. Dart says, not the arsehole. He cannot use the word fair in this situation to complain he doesn't get yet another new car. It's worth a reminder that he had an at-fault single vehicle accident where he drove into a power pole and totaled the best car. That is going to raise your insurance regardless, but also notably if he's still the primary driver of the new car. It's your turn. Due to it's your turn and also you're basically paying for it. Tell him to fix his credit and crappy driving record. In a few years, you'll see where you are at for his next chance. Being uncomfortable just isn't going to cut it as an excuse. It's obviously good enough for you all this time. OP replies then, I absolutely agree. I feel like it sounds petty, but that since he had the accident, he doesn't deserve the new car. I think the accident could have been entirely avoidable. We now have medical bills, raised insurance and minor property damage as a result. I feel like I do a lot of wait and see how things are going when it comes to money. And one more because there's a bit more additional information. Someone asked, how did he wreck the car on a stationary object with no other vehicles involved? To which OP replied saying, he was going around a curve when a possum ran out in front of him. He swerved to miss it and went up the embankment and into the pole. And I got to say, I feel like I'm on OP's side in this situation, that there's a reason he's got bad credit history. And, you know, apparently he's paying the mortgage as well, but he still has this bad credit history, which I think sounds slightly concerning to me. I may be wrong, but that certainly feels worrying to me. You forfeited your previous new car money for your family, so, you know, there's got to be some compromise here. So let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. So the update came about 9 months later after the original post, and it said, I posted about 9 months ago asking for judgment and was completely overwhelmed with comments. I sincerely thank everyone who commented and told me that the financial situation in my marriage was wacky and I wasn't entirely wrong for wanting the newer car. At some point I realized that I felt like a married single mother. For reasons mostly unrelated to my posting, we are getting a divorce. My son and I left our house within a week of my post. We are living with family now and my son has blossomed into a happy, talkative toddler. Since I paid all of the car insurance, I received an incredibly generous check for almost $8,000 after the total car was paid off. I sent $7,000 to my now ex so he could get the vehicle without me. He got his own car insurance as well. I'm still covering his health insurance until everything is finalized. I'm still driving my old car and keep hoping that it lasts me a while longer. I got a new job with a great raise, but my daycare cost doubled when I moved, so everything sort of evened out. I hope to get a new vehicle this year though. If I thought the argument over a new car was tough, the argument over the house we shared and child support has been an entirely different breed of tough. I have a wonderful attorney though, and he has been an excellent source of advice. All in all, my son and I are absolutely thriving and happy. I feel like an enormous weight has been lifted from my shoulders and I look forward to our future. And this one afterwards, after this update, just left me questioning, you know, that OP got the generous check for almost $8,000 after the total car was paid off, but then they sent $7,000 to the ex, even though OP was struggling themselves. And I was just wondering, why did they send that money? And someone did ask that in the comments below the update, and OP only replied with, "As a show of good faith, I didn't want to get sued for the money." Which again, to me, still feels bizarre when OP's having to fight for like the house and.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Child payments as well. But what do you guys make of this one? What do you think the reason that maybe she gave across that $7,000? Do you think it is just a show of good faith, or is there other reasons behind it? Maybe it was suggested by some legal people, I don't know. Just throwing that out there. But let me know your thoughts on this story in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the channel. Your love, time and support always means the absolute world to me. And you guys just getting involved in the daily means the absolute world. So thank you so much again. And I've been absolutely loving you guys, showing me your pet tags. You've been showing me what you've been up to whilst listening as well over on Twitter, sending me pictures of your artwork or just hiking or whatever you've been doing. It's been absolutely amazing. Please keep it coming. Keeps me inspired. Thank you so much. And hopefully I will see you soon. Much love, guys. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.